Mr. Selu Dalentialo, one of the candidates campaigning, is prevented from going to Upper Guinea, the stronghold of Alpha Conde, from Sunday to yesterday. We registered a lot of violence in Kanka. Many people were injured. Many houses were destroyed. Many commerce were destroyed. And it is turning into a confrontation between ethnic groups. The situation is very dangerous, and if nothing is done, we can expect the worst in the days to come.
The understanding is that President Alpha Conde apologized for the violence that took place.
Yeah, he did it. But it's not a problem of apologizing. It is a problem of establishing justice. Many people have been killed. Many houses were destroyed. It's not enough for the president to come and say, I do apologize. No, we need justice. We hear the speech he gave over there, but that is not the way to go. We need justice in this country.
The prediction you are giving is that unless something is done, what would the opposition like to be done?
The problem is the opposition versus the movement. No, we have 12 candidates. I think the normal way of doing things is to allow everybody to campaign everywhere around the country. But how come you can expect a free and fair election if some candidate even cannot visit some part of the country? How come can you expect the elections to be free and fair in some areas where candidates are not even allowed to campaign? That's the whole question today. So, as we have said over and over, what is going to happen on the 18th cannot be called election. Guinea is in crisis. We need to do something different to get out of that crisis. Those elections are not going to be the solution. They are going to be even the nightmare for this country.
Has the opposition been in touch with ECOWAS?
Yes, they did. But to be honest, we cannot count on ECOWAS leaders because ECOWAS leaders have clearly chosen to protect their friend, president, violating all the protocols, violating all the constitutions. ECOWAS is no longer ECOWAS of the people. It is the ECOWAS of the president, the dictatorship, and what may happen in West Africa, the most dangerous that's going to happen in West Africa, is West Africa to look like Central Africa, like Cameroon, like Congo, with Sassou Nguesso, and Equatorial Guinea, with Obiang Nguema. That is not what the people of West Africa would expect today. But to be honest, nothing you can expect from ECOWAS. They are protecting Alpha Conde in Guinea, and they are protecting Alassane Ouattara in Cote d'Ivoire.